Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my abstract and for giving me the chance to present this this project. The project is conducted by IFDC, the International Fertilizer Development Center, using funds provided by USAID. We have a large research program associated with balanced nutrition, balanced crop nutrition in East Africa. The second in the author here is the soil scientist in charge of conducting the experiments, or in general leading the project. And the second and the third author is Oscar, who is the agronomist running the experiments in Burundi. I am going to use an experiment with beans conducted in Burundi. The reason for not replicating the in-farm experiments is because the replication and occupying too much area of the land that the farmer needs to feed his family and to derive income. For that reason, it's probably the stronger reason why we don't replicate, and most people don't replicate, experiments in developing countries. The burden for the farmers is reduced when we eliminate the replications from the experiments. Instead of replicating in each individual farm, we replicate the experiments along many farmer fields. That way of conducting the experiments have a very important advantage, that is having a very large scope and accounting for the high geographical variability that sometimes is across entire regions or across entire countries. So instead like in many cases people do, instead of using the different farms as replications, the way you will do it in a complete block randomized design, we develop the error or the variance of the error from the spatial variability between farms. Before the generalized linear mean models were developed, the only resource that people had to analyze the experiments is assume the completely randomized, the complete block randomized design. So what we do is to develop a variance of the error using that spatial variability developed from the different farms. This is the experimental setting. We had three treatments tested in 170 bean fields. The treatments are not replicated, but they are randomized in each individual field. The next step was to group the farmer fields using a combination of factor analysis and cluster analysis. So we ended with three clusters. They are not actually as disjoint geographically as I am representing them in that figure. There are a lot of overlapping, geographical overlapping between the three clusters. The next step is to develop or to find out the structure of the spatial variability, developing the empirical semivariogram. And having that or knowing the structure of the spatial variability, we conduct an analysis of variance modeling the R size of the generalized linear model. And that allows us to test the hypothesis about the comparison between treatments. This is a map of Burundi. The larger the circle, the higher the yield that we obtain from the beans. The larger yields tend to be located, or let's say that the higher yields are found with higher frequency in the north of the country, and also are found in the at the lower elevations in the different locations of the country. So this is the generalized linear mean model. The X and C, well, this is the component of the fixed effect, the second is the component of the random effects, and the third is the error. The X and C that can be called the matrix designs are observable matrices. Usually they have ones and zeros, especially in the fixed components. The beta and the Y are vectors of estimated parameters. The random effects have a normal distribution with mean zero and the variance matrix G. The distribution of the errors is also normal with mean zero and the variance R. So the modeling strategy used to estimate the error or the variance of the error could be involved the G size component of the model, could be involved the R component of the model, and sometimes a combination of the two G and R components. This is a model of the SAS code that could be used to solve the problem. The main or the most important of the components in the program is this statement about the random component in the model. With this option, we are indicating that we are modeling the R side of the model. With this other option, we are indicating that we know the structure of the variance. In this case, it's an exponential and spatial exponential pattern. And then we indicate the two geographical coordinates used to calculate the Euclidean distance and obtain the exponential model. This is the subject in which the model will be operating, and then this other option, the group is indicating that the variances are not homogeneous for the pre-treatment that we are using. That the homogeneity or lack of homogeneity is tested with this statement in the program. That means that you run the program with a particular grouping, and if that doesn't work or if it's not homogeneous, you eliminate it, or you can substitute the treatment for the clusters or for the interaction of treatment by clusters to group the matrix of variance covariance. In the grouping of the farms, in the first step we run a multivariate factor analysis. This is the result after having the rotated factor pattern using a Varimax rotation. The highest coefficients in each of the factors indicate the most important soil variables for the classification of the farms. The pH, the calcium, the boron, the CEC, and magnesium are the most important of those soil characteristics, followed by altitude and the aluminum content in the soil, the organic matter, the ratio calcium-magnesium, the latitude, and finally the potassium content in the soil. So using those soil properties there, indicated there, I conducted a cluster analysis. I use an agglomerative technique using the word distances. With the cluster cubic criterion, I decided how many clusters I need to make the best grouping of the 175 farms. It came out to be three clusters, indicated by the first peak of the cubic clustering criterion. These are the three clusters. First cluster, this is with the lowest number of farms is the third cluster. Then the second cluster that contains 50 of the farms is here, and the largest cluster of number one, of number two, with 108 samples. Looking at the mean characteristics for the different properties used for the classification, we see that cluster 3 is the cluster with the highest soil fertility, has the neutral pH, has the highest CEC, and also has the highest organic matter content. This is the semi-variogram, and these are the comparison of the analysis of variance. The first one is modeling the R side, and the second one just analyzing the data like in a complete random design. Here are some feeding estimators of the feeding of the model. The archaic information criterion that is lower for the model in which we are modeling the variance in the R side is a lower value than in the other case. Then the ratio of the chi-square over the degrees of freedom that should be close to one for a model that has been very well fit. In the second case, it's a very low value. Then we have the estimated variance that is lower than the variance estimated by the other methodology. And the most important of the characteristics in favor of modeling the R side of the variance is the significance for the interaction treatment by cluster. In this case, it's not significant. It's important to have that significance to be able to make a fertilizer recommendation for every cluster or group of farms. These are the comparison of the means in each of the means of the three treatments inside each cluster and comparison of the clusters inside each treatment. The conclusions are that the experiment conducted in number of farmers fields without actual replications of the treatments are better analyzed, estimating the error variance matrix from the spatial variability. Clustering the farmers reduce in a very important way the variability from farm to farm. The generalized linear mixed model allow modeling the R side of the variance covariance matrix using an structured spatial variability in each cluster. Assuming the independence between the farms is not a good idea for doing this. And the final conclusion is that the significant interaction does not result in different fertilization per cluster, but allow to see the advantages of the balanced nutrition, especially in cluster number 3, that is the soil with the highest fertility, about neutral pH, highest cation exchange capacity, and highest organic matter.
Thank you.
Thank you.